Doro, it's great to have you back on the show yet again, and talk about what you currently have going on, and give us an update what's currently going on with you right now.
We just did all the summer festivals in Europe, and now we are excited to tour the States again and Canada, and we are already preparing, and we are having actually a new record coming out. It's the anniversary edition of the Raise Your Fist record, and there's a bonus CD with 9 tracks, and that's coming out October 14th, so one day before we play, or actually the same day we play Cleveland, and everybody's excited, and we're so much looking forward to tour again the States. It's always a highlight in my life anyway, totally.
Okay, so talk a little bit about the reissue. You talked a little bit about you have a reissue coming out, and what that consists of, and let people know what that's going to entail.
Yeah, that's the Raise Your Fist record. I think it was such a great record, and I'm so happy that the record company is putting it out again. It's the re-release, and the bonus CD, it has 9 songs on it. It's called Powerful Passionate Favorites, and they're all our favorite songs of other bands, and bands who inspired us. For example, Egypt is on it by Ronnie James Dio, and Only You of Kiss, and Nothing Else Matters of Metallica, and one of my first songs I loved when I was a kid, it was Led Zeppelin, Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You. I think that's a beautiful version. And then there are two new songs on it. One is the title track for an upcoming movie. That's Anuk, The Path of the Warrior 2. Will come out, I think, next year. And the title track is called Warfare. And then there is a demo on it. It's called New York City Blues. And it's actually the first demo I ever put on a record. But I thought for the special limited edition, it's something, it's something what the diehard fans might be interested to hear. To hear a song when it's totally pure, when it totally comes out, like you write it, you record it, and that's it, and nothing gets watered down by, production or something. So I did it actually, all by myself, and it was actually a very emotional song. And this will come out too, and I'm happy that we have something, to celebrate the 30th anniversary. It's actually my 30th anniversary year. I can't believe it, but, so many years in metal and touring, and we want to record the best shows from all over the world, and then putting out a DVD next year, and having lots of stuff from, many fans, friends, and other guests. We had so many shows, like big shows, one in Wacken, that was actually the start of the 30th anniversary celebration, and great guests, and then we had one in my hometown in Germany, many great guests, and now we will have a big one in New York City too, on the 20th of October, and many bands and musicians come up, like Bobby Blitz of Overkill, and Jeff Waters of Annihilator, and Chris Caffrey of Sabotage, Au Revoir, and some Ladies of Metal, and we want to record this too, so this will be, wrapping up the 30th anniversary year, and then we are hitting the road a second time in the States next March, next year, but now we're starting off in October, and I'm super psyched.
Well, let's kind of start out with the 30-year thing you just mentioned. Did you think you would be doing this, making music for 30 years?
No. When we started, man, I thought maybe 5 years. That was something where I thought, maybe that's possible. But, 30 years, oh, God, it's been a dream. It's been so awesome. I tell you, I never thought it would be so great. But so hard as well. It was always a hard fight, and it was never easy, but very rewarding when you see the fans and worldwide, the concerts, the memories. That was that's what always made me feel like, I want to do it for the rest of my life. It feels great when people, say, this concert or this song changed my life or helped me to get over something. And it means so much to me. And when I was like 22, 23, I thought, I want to dedicate my life to metal and to the fans and not start a family or not getting married. And I'm so happy that I made this decision. I'm really, I'm totally fulfilled, happy, and we just played all the big festivals in Europe, the summer festivals, and it was so good. It was so good to see that, yeah, rock and metal is so big again. Reminds me of the great old 80s.
Doro, have you started writing for another album, and do you plan on putting something, a new studio album out in the next couple of years or so?
We definitely want to first put out the 30th anniversary DVD, and it will be probably a long DVD, maybe two or three discs, and then we're starting on a new record next year. We already have some little ideas, which I think, yeah, some exciting songs are in the making, but it would probably take another 1.5-2 years, and then, and since we're touring so much, it takes a little bit longer than when you're just straight working in the studio every day, but we are doing some festivals and the March tour in the US, so yeah, but I think the next record will be as good as the Raise Your Fist. I was very happy with the Raise Your Fist tour, and I want to continue in that vein and try to have a good combination between hard, heavy, old school metal songs like Revenge and great anthems like Raise Your Fist and beautiful ballads like It Still Hurts, which is one of my favorite ballads on this album, and we have actually a new remix on the bonus CD. It's the song with the duet partner Lemmy of Motorhead, and I think it's one of the nicest ballads, and when Lemmy sings like so soulful, it always gives me chills, and I heard from other fans it's the same to them, so yeah, but to top the Raise Your Fist record, man, I think it's definitely a challenge. I was completely happy how it came out, and we had great feedback by the fans, and yeah, so I will definitely try my best to come up with the best ideas, sounds, and I will probably go all over the world to get the best stuff.
Now, you've worked with a lot of different musicians. You've had a lot of guests on your albums. And are there any other musicians out there, Doro, that you would just really love to work with that you haven't worked with before?
One person which I love so much, and we had the great chance to tour together, was actually my second tour in 87. It was the legendary Ronnie James Dio, and we toured a long tour in the States in 2000, and we became great friends, and I love him so much, and we always want to do something together, and it never got to that point, so that's something what I would have loved to do, something like a great duet and a great song. That would have been wonderful, and there's some other bands I still love. I would love to do something with Metallica or Wasp. I love Blackie Lawless or Rob Halford, so there's some many more records to come, and I hope many more duets or collaborations, and I love doing that stuff, and the best part is always that you come out like as best friends. That's fantastic. I always felt like when I worked with somebody, and the friendship there was even deeper than anything else, and I thought, wow.
Now, Doro, you've talked about a DVD, and maybe give us a little glimpse of what's going to be on it. Talk about what's going to be on that DVD, and let the fans know what's currently going on with that.
A couple of shows will definitely make it. It's the Wacken show, and it was last year, and Wacken is I guess the best and biggest metal festival in Europe, and many fans from all over the world are coming to celebrate, and it's so great, and we did a long show, and we had great guests like Biff of Saxon was there, and other very special people, and then we did one show in Düsseldorf, my former hometown in Germany, and we had Mark Doracho of Krokus and Blaise Bailey, the ex-singer of Wolfsbane and Iron Maiden, and Lordi, the band of the Scandinavian band, and many, many great people, so we want to put that one on the DVD. 92, and we did two shows in Düsseldorf, one with orchestra and great guests, and the other one was the full metal show with great guests. So this will be already, I guess, 5 hours on DVD. And then I want to put on some stuff we did in Paris, in Brazil, and the last show I want to record is in New York on the 20th of October in Gramercy Theater, and we had some great guests coming up, like Bobby Blitz and Jeff Waters and Chris Caffrey and Jean Beauvoir, and there's some more people in the making, so this will be on the DVD as well. And yeah, and then probably putting it out next year. I always want to put out something what tops the previous DVD, and this one was the 25th anniversary, and I think it came out really nice, so there's definitely some work to do, you know, to top it.
You know, it's great to have all these different musicians and doing the guest musician thing while you're in a studio, but to me, the thing that always struck me about you is that you seemed a lot happier being out on the road and touring as opposed to making your records.
I must say it definitely is it's the best thing when you play your songs and when you know all the fans love it. There's nothing like it, and I love the connection to the fans. I love to feel their sweat and blood, and you know, and rock out together. That's definitely I love it. I love it more than being in the studio. You're usually, you know, pretty lonely in the studio, maybe your band and the sound guy, but I definitely love the fans more than anything else, and I think it shows, and you can hear it. And I think no studio record ever reached the excitement level of a live record or live DVD. I think it's definitely it's the magic ingredient, and and I'm still a metalhead. I'm still a big metal fan, so I feel I'm one with the fans, and when we do something together, that's like, yeah, that's family. That's something which you definitely can't reach in your home or in your studio. I love to capture that. Like, I always tried in the studio production to have the same energy, the same excitement, but yeah, it's very hard to get that. Without the fans, it's impossible, I must say.
Yeah, I know you're a big metal fan, and are there any new releases out there that you've been listening to that you're really liking so far for 2014?
I just came back from the Metal Hammer Awards, the Golden Gods Awards, and I was hosting it this year, and it was in Berlin, and there were some great bands, like some newcomer bands, and some bands got an award, like for best live show, best record, and one of the bands I really love is Amon Amarth. They're from Scandinavia, and wow, they're a great band, and check them out if you guys ever get the chance to see them live. I think they're awesome, and yeah, especially all the Scandinavian bands, like, wow, you know, they're getting big, and they definitely have, you know, very, yeah, I don't know, quality sound, great songs, great performance. There's another band I like, Sabaton, from Scandinavia as well, so I think the Scandinavian metal scene is definitely something to check into. And and some German bands I like, which I don't know if they ever toured the States. One band is called Saltatio Mortis and In Extremo. I know they have been in the States, and yeah, they were just getting an award for best album. So I think some great European bands, which and Scandinavian bands, which, you know, I don't know if they ever really toured the States, but you know, it would be definitely worth it to give them a shot. You know, fantastic.
Now, what are some of your memories about playing in Cleveland? We mentioned before, you know I'm from Cleveland area, and you've played here numerous times. And what are some of your memories, some of the things that you love about playing here in the city of Cleveland?
Oh, man, I tell you, we usually played the Peabodys, and that was great. But back in the day, in the 80s, we played many times the Agora, and I told everybody that the Agora was my favorite place to play in the States. I thought the atmosphere was great, and it was always packed, and I'm hoping that all the fans will come out and we will have a great show. And I love to play Cleveland. I think that's the best town for metal, and I feel very, very close, very attached to Cleveland. I had the best shows, the best people. We have great friends there, many, many fans, and I'm so looking forward. I think it will be awesome, and I can't wait to play there and to see everybody. And Cleveland is very special. I think we had the wildest show too in the 80s, most definitely. There was one show with Megadeth I remember too. It was like, wow, Cleveland was the best show on the whole tour, I think. So I have the best memories, and the greatest people, and the place just rocks. It was always like, my manager back then, he said, well, if you make it in Cleveland, you have a good chance to make it all over the States. And I said, really, is that important? He said, yes, it's the most important city. And then we played, and it was great, and I thought, So it meant a lot to play Cleveland and to do good there and to be accepted by the people, and I felt always very, very, very supported by Cleveland.
Well, it's interesting. It's interesting to know what kind of following you have over here in the U.S. And one of the things I was just discussing with another guy I was interviewing is that a lot of their shows, and they've been around about as long as you have, a lot of their shows, they're seeing a younger generation of people, of metal fans at the shows, like 16, 17, 18-year-olds. And do you see a lot of that stuff at many of the shows you're playing these days?
Actually, in the festival situation, I feel it's very mixed. And since I'm like, since I started in the old school metal scene, sometimes I see like some fans who are our age too, which is great. And I tell you, I love it as young as it gets, as old as it gets, as long as people love music. But I think it's good when the young metalheads are like fighting for metal. I think that's very important, and I think that's definitely what we need. And here in I always thought I was so much supported by other bands, by other musicians, and I wanted to give that back. And we started to do the Wacken Foundation, and that's actually a foundation where young bands, young musicians, they can get support for a record, a demo, a tour. So just check it out in the internet. And I'm in my free time, which is very rare, but I always try to support other young bands, young musicians. And I think we all have support. All have to support the young, the young metal scene, because it's very hard to make it this day and age. I feel, in the 80s it was maybe a little bit easier. It was always hard, but still I think it was easier now. I think it's very, very hard to really break it.
Well, a lot of the German heavy metal magazines that I've been reading, and yes, I can read German to an extent, but it seems like they're coming a lot more younger metal bands from the States, which I wasn't seeing as much, say, back in the day.
And I must say, here in the States, all my favorite magazines, they don't even exist anymore. They all had to close doors. So I think it's extremely important that everybody fights for metal, and that young metalheads know about all the great bands. I mean, of course, internet is great, but I think it's very sometimes maybe a little bit superficial. So still being old school, I love really good quality, great bands who they will stick around forever. And I think the bands from the 80s, like Metallica, Maiden, they are still the biggest bands. That's like it's on one hand, that's I think great. On the other hand, I think everybody needs to definitely work for young bands. And
Well, that's great, Dora, because I'll tell you what, I do appreciate you having you on. I do have to cut the interview a little bit short because of time, but I do want to tell you that I always appreciate you having you on the show. You've always been a great person to talk to and always a lot of fun to have on the Metal Command.
I want to thank you for having me. It was great. It's an honor to talk to you and to say hi to all the people. And I hope that we will have a great, amazing show. And actually, the people can vote for the songs. So they can just go to our Facebook, Doro Official, or to our website, doropesh.com. And then they can, there's a little poll. And then they can, tell us their favorite songs. And we will play according to what the fans want to hear. Old songs, new songs, doesn't matter. Write what you want to hear. And we're glad to play it. And Thank you. Have a good day, and yeah, keep metal alive, and say hi to everybody, and I wish everybody the absolute best. Thank you, and yeah, maybe see you in Cleveland at the show. If not, then hopefully another time, but yeah, if you make it, that would be great.